everyone, and welcome back to another week of Selective Hearing. I'm your host, Julie DeMar. This is the podcast where we believe healing begins with conversations. So this week, I'm tackling a topic that is near and dear to all of our hearts. The kids are back in school. As exhilarating as that is, it's also very daunting for many mothers out there because we're watching our babies grow up, right? The common conversation that I have been having with everyone is, what do we do with our time? And it's not just the moms out there that I've been talking to. I've been feeling like that as well, because as all of you know, I'm a mom. I have two boys, ages 3 and 6. And my 3-year-old started preschool. He went into young threes. My 6-year-old started first grade. I have been a stay-at-home mom. I've been at home with them the majority of their lives. I worked briefly before losing my job in COVID, and I worked at night, so I was never apart from my kid. He was asleep while I was at work. I came home and was with him all day long. So I am with you, parents who've made the sacrifice to stay back with their kids, or who have, you know, rearranged their schedule so that they're always in a position to give care to their kids, and now they had to release them to the schools, and you're like, what do I do? So I'll talk about me first before I start talking about a lot of the conversations that I have been having and how common this has been, the common theme in conversation. A lot of us, myself included, are like, what do you do with the time? What do you do with the stillness? I am in a place right now where I feel like I'm in another phase of self-discovery, because yes, I'm Julie. Yes, I have my own things going on, and yes, I'm showing up for myself, but still, I've been showing up for myself and showing up in everything else in the world in the capacity of being a full-time mom. So now that there's no noise, listen to that, no noise. Now that there's no noise and there's nothing going on and I'm not needed every second of the day, I am in a space where I don't really know what's next. And I found that to be the thing that a lot of moms were talking about with me, like, oh my gosh, like, I don't know what to do, but there's so much to do. Because everything that needed to be done when the kids were with me 24/7 that wasn't getting done, I can do those things now. And I was feeling like that. I was like, oh my gosh, the kids are gone. Now I can work. Now I can, you know, go running. Now I can go swimming more. Now I can do these things. Now after I take them to school, I can come home and I can have, you know, my woo, 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 woo time. And then I was like, but wait. Do I really want to? Yes, you know, I have to work, obviously. Yes, there's things that I have to get done around the house. But do I really want to fill my space with all of these things when after 6 years of being at someone else's beck and call, I finally have a little break? And I was like, no, I don't really want to do that. I'm going to take some time for me. And so I have to say it out loud and say it proud to all of you mommies out there listening and watching me. Like, if you are in this situation, your kids are in school and now you got to figure out what's next for you. First stop is mommy retreat, mommy rest, mommy recharge, mommy lay on the couch. Oh my gosh, my cousin said, what are you going to do with your time? And I was like, I don't know. It's like, take a nap. How about that? Eat a snack. How about that? Binge watch a show. I'm here to tell you, yeah, I did that. It's okay. We're in week 2 of school. Yeah, I this was on me to bring it to you. So also, before we continue on in the episode, let me know how you're feeling about having 2 episodes a week, having the guest episode and having the new format where then you get me on Wednesdays, just talking about any and everything that has to do with life and my life. A lot of parents got their little ones off to school. I know that you're finding yourself in spaces, if you're anything like me, where you're wondering, what do I do with the stillness? What do I do now that I'm alone after, like, I don't know how many years, how many days of just being in constant, literally, play dates, make a snack, make a meal. Like, if you're anything like me, I know you feel like you're an event coordinator, a short order cook, you are entertainment, you are a snuggle buddy, you are just so many things day in and day out. And now after just running and gunning every day, how do I transition? Because school started and for me, everything just went into like a complete, that was it. So how do I transition from being in this constant space of being needed to having a few hours, and these hours, ooh, they go by fast, having a few hours of being with myself. So, like, I really feel, like, disoriented. That's a great way to describe how I was feeling at first. Like, so this is my third time dropping my six-year-old off at school. We did the preschool thing. We did kindergarten. Now we're doing first grade. But my baby, my three-year-old, taking him to school, like, that first day drop-off, and it was only a half a day, I couldn't even go home. I couldn't go home because I was like, they're not there. It's going to be too quiet. I wasn't ready for that. I went to Target. I got a Starbucks. I walked around the store. I was just looking at stuff and being an interior designer in my head. I got a couple cool things for the kids. Then I went and ran a couple errands and I went and picked them up. But that first day, and in between all the things that I was doing, I was like so excited for them and their new journey. But I was like a hot mess. I was crying. I had a whole care response team calling me, checking on me all day, asking me how I was doing because everybody knew I was going to be an emotional wreck. Now that we're in week two, I'm becoming a lot more comfortable with dropping the boys off and letting them do their own thing. And we have, like, obviously our routine of everything that happens during that power hour from 4 to 7, where you got after school sports, you got homework, you got to feed them, you got to snack them, you got to throw them in the tub, you got to put them in the bed, you got to argue about why they have to go to bed, you got to do all these different things. I'm like, in the time that it's quiet around here, outside of it being quiet enough for me to work quickly and efficiently and be able to sit in my creativity, outside of that and having to vacuum and wash the dishes and meal prep and plan for dinner and all that, what are some of the things that I want to do for myself to pour into me and make me feel good? And I want all of the parents out there who may be feeling like me, who are going through the same thing and now you're in this new transition, to ask yourself, like, forget the dishes in the sink. Like, I promise they're going to be there later. Forget, like, oh, I can finally vacuum or wipe those baseboards down or do this or do that. Or I can get, like, 900 hours of work done. That work will get done. Those baseboards, they'll still be dusty. They'll be waiting for you when you're ready to get your towel. Like, what are the things that you want to do to feed yourself, to fuel yourself, to recharge yourself, to reward yourself for all the things that you have been doing and all the sacrifices you made to make sure that your family is healthy and thriving? What do you want to do for you? And this is a question that I asked myself, and I came up with some stuff for you guys. What does new free time mean for us? It's an opportunity to take a deep dive in who you are beyond your roles as a parent, as a wife, as a husband, as a caregiver. What do you want for you? So take this time to, here's number one. So I got a list for you guys. Here's number one. Take this time to rediscover some passions, okay? So I already told you earlier, rest, recharge, and reward yourself. And now I'm telling you, rediscover. Rediscover those things that you're passionate about. Rediscover those things that you put on the back burner so you can make sure everybody else was good. Rediscover everything that is a part of you that makes you smile. Remember the hobbies or the interests, all the things that you had going on before you got so busy. I don't care if it's painting, if it's writing, if it's gardening, if you wanted to learn a new language, do it. Do it. And it's like a perfect time for me. I felt like it was a perfect time, and I made this decision before I even had these feelings. I felt like it was a perfect time for me to go back to school. So all of you know that I went to school before. I did the whole Hollywood thing. I graduated from film school. I love making movies. So there were two big things that I said I was going to do. I was going to start working on transitioning my book, Sink Full of Dishes, into a screenplay, because before I released the second book of Sink Full of Dishes within the series, I wanted to shoot a short film of the book. So I started that process of, you know, scripting it out, storyboarding it, all of that. And I said that I wanted to go back to school to pursue a career in family therapy, because I feel as I'm growing with Selective Hearing, with the show, with the blog, with all of the guests that I'm meeting and the community that I'm establishing within that, I'm learning that I really want to help people. I've always wanted to help people, but I really want to help people and help families break down those generational trauma cycles. And I'm learning through my own process that I found the most frustration in this journey with me growing, me healing, and everybody else around me not understanding what they were witnessing. And the disconnect and the relationships that ended as a result of it. And like, yes, that's going to happen regardless if I'm a family therapist or not. But in my mind, I have this great vision of being able to help families understand that when one person starts taking the journey, what is happening there? If you haven't noticed by now, when I make my mind up about something, I'm going to give it my all. But I have this vision of once I help a family member, then helping the rest of their family understand what is happening. And maybe we can heal generational trauma cycles as units instead of there being that one individual who not only breaks those chains, but has to break away from the family that is the means to an end. What if whole families can be restored and those trauma cycles can be broken within that entire unit? Because what I found with me and with a lot of people is like I broke away and I broke those chains and I started moving forward. But I had to move forward and create a new family. I had to move forward and create a new community. I had to move forward and find other people to become a part of my tribe. But what would the beauty look like if the tribe was within my family? What if we could all heal and be healthy? So I'm going to try my hardest to restore families. And so I'm going to school to be a therapist. And my first class starts next week. So I'll be sharing with you how that journey goes. So I'll have a film degree and I'll have a psychology degree at some point in the near future. Take that time, rediscover some things. And if it's not rediscovery, discover some things. And really, as long as we are on this earth, and I will say it all the time, it's an opportunity for you to live. So take this time to live. And it doesn't have to be a decision that's made today. Like, sit down, do what I always say, journal about it, think about it, pray about it, and really ask yourself, like, hey, like, what's next for me? Because we can be so many great things in this world and in this life. So another thing is, because, you know, self-care is the best care, and I'm always going to talk about it on the show, create a self-care ritual. You got the time now. I know it's not all just about bubble baths and face masks, but if that's your stepping stone, if that's the first step, grab you some Dr. Teals and a good face mask and get in the tub. And like, also though, find those ways to truly nurture yourself. Find those things that bring you true peace and happiness. How about you consider like some new things that help you turn inward, like some meditation or weekly yoga, or even just sitting outside, taking a walk, ride your bike. I cannot wait to get back into what I like to call is like moving meditation. And that's when I go swimming because I love water. So that's when I go swimming and I literally block out everything. So the only thing I can hear is the sound of the water. And I just move through the water and I let my body just go through the water. And I let the only sound be the water and it relaxes me so much. So find your thing and do it. Embrace it. This is just another opportunity to explore something else within this personal growth journey that we're all on. So perfect time to explore different aspects of personal development. The perfect time to read a book, a self-help book. If you haven't read my book, read it. Read Sinkful of Dishes. That's a great 72-page start into self-help. You can attend classes and workshops, and there's just all different kinds of things that you can do to improve. You can get into some sort of creative expression. Like, the list goes on and on and on. So just like tap into yourself and discover another area that you want to improve and work on in your life and do that. And this is also a time for social connections. The kids are back in school. You can reconnect with your friends and family that you haven't seen or talked to in a while because you've been on the go. You know, you can schedule like those regular catch-ups with your bestie. Me and my bestie just went to see Beetlejuice last Friday, and it was a time. We got up, we went to see Beetlejuice, and we went and had lunch afterwards, and we laughed so hard in the movie and outside of the movie, and it was just like a really good thing for both of our spirits. So find that thing. Find your person. For me also, mornings are a time for me to connect with my husband. Drop the kids off at school. There's a brief window between drop-off and him going to work. It's been nice having a couple of mornings where it's just the two of us and it's quiet because we don't get date nights often or things like that where we get a chance to just be Brian and Julie, husband and wife. So it's also nice and refreshing to have that person that you can just spend time with and love on, even if it is only for an hour, as we transition into not being needed for a couple of hours a day. And it's really important for you to remember that during this period of stillness, it's not about filling every minute with tasks, okay? Like I said, leave the dishes in the sink, leave the baseboards brown. Like, you don't have to jump up and do everything and just work yourself into a state of burnout. Take this time to actually breathe, focus on yourself. It's okay to take time to figure out what you want to do. It's okay. It's not selfish and it's perfectly fine. Remember that this journey of self-discovery, it's perfectly fine to explore many different paths along the way. It's okay to do many different things for your life. So moms, dads, parents, everybody who listened to me today, let's just name this right now, the chapter of stillness. And you're going to celebrate the opportunity to rediscover yourself. You're going to reward yourself. And you're going to rest and nurture your needs. And embrace this time with curiosity and with kindness and compassion towards yourself. And remember that this new phase doesn't mean that you're any less fantastic. You are an amazing mom, dad, parent, caregiver. And this is a time for you to become fulfilled and more balanced in your life. So thank you so much for being here with me. Remember to follow me on social media. And if you are not following me, I'm going to want to know why. Check out the new merch. Let me know. How are you feeling this? Are you feeling like our little one-on-one chats being more frequent? Let me know. Head over to social media, send me a comment. And also you can comment at the website at selectivehearingshow.com. And Monday I will be back with a brand new guest interview. So until next week, this is Selective Hearing.